I know.
I'm up here.
Okay, as soon as everybody gets settled, we'll start off of really, really briefly. First, I want to welcome everyone to the 2016 business meeting. And on the count of two, say good morning to ACB Radio. One, two, good morning, ACB Radio. Now we'll let Leah step up here and give away a couple of door prizes. If I cannot step on the dog.
Okay, what are we giving away, Jill?
$10 from Medina.
Okay. Which one's are they both?
It doesn't matter. Here,
they're
the
both?
One without Braille's from Medina.
Okay. Okay, we have a $10 door prize from Medina. Lori Woodall?
Hey!
Is she here? Is Lori here?
Yeah. I was just sitting next to her.
Or is it Deborah?
I know. Is it Deborah or Lori?
Yeah, is it Deborah or Lori?
Which one I think it's... if it's not Deborah, I don't know if you can give it to her. Okay.
Lori. This is for Lori.
Lori.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And then if you want to bring this Columbus chapter now.
Yeah, we'll bring
what's
some.
What's up?
Okay.
Columbus chapter.
$10. Okay. Okay. So we have a $10 door prize from Columbus chapter. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. And it is. Oh, I don't know her. Do I know her? Sue Wesley?
She
was on the other side of me.
Hey!
That's not fair.
Right.
Well, I'm telling you, we mixed them up, and they're all stapled together. Nobody can cheat.
Thank you, ladies. Now, that means Cincinnati, you've got your quota. No more door prizes for Cincinnati people. We do have plenty of other door prizes, so. Okay. We will start off this morning with minutes from last year's meeting, and so I will turn this over for just a couple of minutes to our secretary, Karen.
She's gone.
You're up.
She left. Hello again. Lita's making me feel at home. Okay, we're going to do a brief thing here for the minutes. From 2015. The 2015 meeting was held on November 7th. The meeting started late due to technical difficulties. We did not have minutes from the previous year because of technical difficulties. We have to stop this trend, people. Chris Shoemaker gave the treasurer's report, which was accepted without any questions. Rob Rogers asked for questions about the proposed changes to the Constitution and bylaws published in the connection. No one had any. Terry O'Landy's moved the changes be accepted as published and the motion carried. Uh-oh. Sorry, guys.
Technical difficulties.
I'm not used to this. Come on, move. I'm trying. It's not moving. What? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Hello.
Oh, sorry. Okay, let's see. Am I gonna stop doing that? Leah Noble conducted successful nominations. The proposed slate was accepted unanimously. Katie Frederick presented her executive director's report to the membership. Vicki Prahan provided highlights of Mark Guthrie's report. The meeting adjourned at 10 o'clock. If I get closer, it makes all kinds of noise. My mouth is open. Can you hear me?
That's good.
Are there any corrections? See, it did it again. Additional? Anything? Nothing. Okay, Vicki gets the mic back. She can talk better.
You just have to open your mouth. She has a little stage fright, so, you know, give her a... Give her extra credit. Okay, do I have a motion to accept the minutes as read?
So moved, Teresa Carroll.
All right, Teresa Carroll is moved. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Many seconds, good. All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Terry, that means that you have to do it next year.
Oh!
Sorry, Terry.
All right, minutes from last year are accepted. Chris Schumacher will now give us an up-to-date treasurer's report.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a little bit one-handed here. Listen here, Catherine, I'll make you one need. Thank you for your compassion, Lori. I only heard her, you, because you have a bigger mouth. Love you, Lori. Sorry. In the Columbus Foundation Endowment, as of September 30th, we had $894,000. We were averaging around, year-to-date, about a 7% return on our investments, which isn't bad, but it's not great. Based on the calculation of a 4% rate of return and on our average withdrawal of $75,000 a year, we're looking at being out of money at our current spending habit in about 2030 and 2031. So we really need to work on fundraising and cutting costs where we can without cutting services, as our friend from Ohio, sorry, I don't remember the abbreviation, will attest. We enjoy putting on these kind of conferences, and we try to keep the cost low, but we do obviously absorb a lot of cost in here. We have found ways to reduce our spending where we can cut it with staff reductions. We've had some wonderful people who have volunteered services instead of accepting payment for services. Try to cut down on unneeded expenditures. We have the two recreational retreats every year. We have tried to minimize the expenses on there as well by watching what gets used and what doesn't. Does anybody have any questions for the treasurer report?
How much do the conferences actually cost?
A rough estimate without having the numbers and talking to Katie to get it is between $5,000 to $10,000. Is that about right, Catherine? She's saying closer to 10.
And is that counting the registration?
That is taking into account with what, I'm sorry, let me repeat his first question since I'm hogging the roving mic. He asked how much does the convention cost the organization? And I, again, replied closer to 5 to 10 because without looking at the numbers and everything, and Katie said it was closer to 10. And then he asked, does that include what we have taken in for registration? And that would be yes. Is there any other questions? Madam President, there's no more questions for the Treasury report.
Did you have one in
the green shirt?
What?
Okay, sorry.
Yes, there's a question? No?
No.
Just to throw in my two cents, we have raised the cost of registration for this convention, not by much. What the majority of people don't seem to realize is ACBO picks up whatever the difference is. So you're getting four meals and your program and all the workshops and all the fun and all that kind of thing. But it's not really costing $80 a person. So keep that in mind when you want to complain that we're raising the registration. All right, no questions from Chris. Do I hear a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
Madam Chairman?
Teresa.
Yep.
Leah. Her sister's name is Teresa. You know, what can I say?
Do you have a question?
I move that we accept the report.
Okay, Leah Noble has moved that we accept the report. Do I hear a second? Lita, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. They forgot about the door prizes and stuff. So, all right. We will move on. Rob, if you want to come up, we do have a very a couple of small changes to the Constitution and bylaws that was published in the last connection. And all we need is for everyone to say, yeah, that makes sense. So, Rob, you'll come up and address that briefly. You get 3 minutes.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, this time we have a constitution change. It took... Well, it's actually, you're supposed to be, the membership is supposed to be notified in advance about any constitutional amendments to be voted upon, because the Constitution is a serious document. It's the basic structure of the organization. Therefore, it takes a two-thirds affirmative vote to pass amendments, and amendments have to be publicized to the general membership in advance so they can think about it. Right now, the bylaws say that it takes 4 weeks prior notification. It's only a couple of words that we want to change. And the Constitution says it takes 2 weeks prior notification. And I'm looking for a vote to go ahead and proceed with changing two or three words from 2 weeks to 4 weeks in the Constitution. It's as simple as that. No biggies. And I hope that there's not even any discussion about it. I would like to get someone to move that we amend the Constitution from 2 weeks to 4 weeks prior notification for any proposed constitutional amendments.
Mr. Chairman, this is Teresa Carroll. I so move.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Nolan, there,
I'm
second.
Oh, we got Nolan there, all right. I can always count on Nolan to be heard. Do we want to vote? Okay. I'm calling for I'm the chair of the committee, so go ahead. Does somebody move the question?
Mr. Chairman, I so move that we would alter the bylaws and Constitution in order that we would reflect 2 weeks on both documents.
No, 4 weeks.
Excuse me, 4 weeks on both documents, that they would run as a unified entity rather than having discretionary statements in both.
That's just to bring both into sync. All right, all those in favor? Now, remember, it's got to be two-thirds. All those opposed? Well, I guess that must mean two-thirds.
I believe you carried the room.
Thank you very much.
All right. Rob, I'm very proud of you. That was, I think, under your 3 minutes. I shouldn't pick on Rob, but, you know, he gets to be a little long-winded at times. So, okay, I guess that the next thing people really want to do is get on with the nominations. So while Lori, the chair of that committee, is on her way up here to deal with that, I just want to mention Tanya Adams brought to my attention this morning. For those of you who don't know, Chris has a really exotic sling on his left arm and shoulder. Lori has some issue with her left arm. Leah currently is wearing a cast on her left arm. Our secretary has a wrist brace in her purse. She's not wearing it yet. But I really don't beat up on the board. All right, if you come around here. Okay. There was your friendly microphone.
Don't you believe it.
Good morning, ACB and ACB Radio. Are we ready for some elections? This morning we do have a full slate, but we do offer the opportunity to take nominations, a first and a second, from the floor on any of those who are up for re-election. The first one we have is our president's chair. So Vicki Prahan has said she would accept the nomination. Okay, when we do this, I will repeat this three times. Without hearing any nominations, I will propose a motion that the nomination for that chair be closed. Do we have another nomination for president? Do we have another nomination for president? Do we have another nomination for president? Do I have a motion to close the second? All in favor?
Aye.
Congratulations, Mrs. Prahan. You are our president again. Okay, the next person. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Let her say something.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
No, she'll try and
sorry,
beat us
Vicki.
Again.
You want me to talk again? Oh, no.
All right, well, thanks for your confidence. I hope it's that your confidence, not that nobody else wants the job. It's taken 2 years to figure out what I've done wrong and what's working, and so now I have a little better chance of pulling things off. So we'll see what happens in the next 2 years. Thank you.
All right. The next person that we have up for re-election is our treasurer, Chris Schumacher. He has agreed to take this position, but again, do I have any nominations for treasurer?
Being elected to second term, right?
Yep.
Okay, just wanted to clarify it so other people understand.
Thank you. Is there any other nominations for treasurer? Are there any other nominations for treasurer? Time, do I have a motion?
Madam Chairman?
Yes?
I move that we accept Chris by acclamation.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
What am I getting myself in for? No. Thank you for the opportunity to serve again. I enjoy serving the organization. And just a quick poll, did everybody have fun last night at Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Maybe I gotta work harder. That didn't sound very convincing.
I love Jeopardy.
It was a blast and a half.
Our table won.
Yeah, you cheated.
He did not cheat.
Okay. Again, thank you for the opportunity to serve again.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Moving right along. Our first board member that we have up for re-election is Jenna McCartney. McCarty. I'm not saying this correctly. What? Oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Okay, I am been told that Jill Noble is up for re-election for second vice president. I am so sorry for being a little tongue-tied. Okay, we're going to go on with Jenna. Are there any other nominations for Jenna's seat? Are there any other nomination for Jenna's seat? Are there any other nominations for Jenna's seat? Do I have a motion?
To Chairman?
Yes?
I'm moving to be put in a bag.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Jenna. Would you like to say something? Huh? Okay.
I'd just like to say that I have learned a lot the past couple years of being on the board, and I'm excited to serve for another couple years.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to go back to Jill Noble's position. She's not back yet. Okay. I guess we're not. Okay, we're going to go on to Erwin Hott. Erwin has said he would run for re-election. Do I have any other nominations? Mr. Rogers?
Second or third term? Is that a second or third term? You can tell us, Erwin. His second term.
He was up for re-election. Okay.
He's allowed so, three. He's allowed three terms. Any board member, three.
Okay. Is there any other nomination for Erwin's seat? Is there any other nominations for Erwin's seat? Is there any other nominations for Erwin's seat? Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Erwin.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know why I didn't say opposed, but that's all right. I've learned a lot, and I've enjoyed it, and I'll be glad to continue to do whatever I can to help.
Thank you very much. We're going to go back to Jill Noble's position.
Madam Chairperson, just as a point of clarification, at Rob's request, both Erwin and Jenna are serving now their second term since they've been reelected.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Jill will be serving her first full term if she is elected to this position. Are there any other nominations?
Second vice president.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? We have a motion. Do I have a second?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Miss Jill. Woo-hoo.
Thank you, and I just want to say that I will be happy to serve again, and I love this organization, and let's get lots of people here next year.
Thank you very much, Jill. Okay, our next person up for re-election, my next person whose seat is up is Terry Olandes. Do I have any other nominations? Okay, do you have a second? We have a nomination of Brant Adams up for a seat. Do we have a second? Okay, we have a first and a second. Brant, are you willing to run for this position?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do we have voting papers? Okay. I'm sorry, Rob. Go ahead.
Before we take a vote, don't you think we ought to hear from these two suckers? Anyway, I'd like to, when it comes time, I like to speak in support of one of the candidates, so there you are. And this is your second term, Terry? No, it's his second. And again, board members are allowed to
serve
three consecutive terms, and this is his second.
If Terry is reelected, it would be his third term.
We have one more point from the floor, Madam Chairman. One moment, please.
Yeah, I think you still need to ask for more nominations.
Okay. I was just waiting on people to get the questions out of the way. Are there any more nominations for this seat? Are there any more nominations for this seat? That's the third time. Do I have a motion to close the nominations for this seat?
So moved.
Second?
Who made the motion?
Teresa made the motion and Irwin seconded.
Okay. All in favor? Opposed? Okay. If my people with the ballots would pass them out so people could vote.
Madam, can we have a moment, maybe a word from each of these candidates?
Sure. I mean, I know everybody needs their ballots to vote, but yes, would Terry please go first?
Certainly, one moment, please. I'll get the mic to him. He has stood to address the room.
Thanks for the description. most of you know me. I'm Terry Olandes. I've been on the board serving for a couple of years. I am currently in my fifth year as president of GCC. I enjoy serving ACB in any capacity that they will allow me to serve in. I've been on several committees during the past 4 years. I've helped the state and GCC raise funds. Don't know if this is a good time to do this, but go to acbohio.org/raffle. Buy yourself a virtual ticket. Buy three, get one free. Can't beat a deal like that. I would appreciate your vote. Like I said, I love serving ACB and all of its affiliates. I've served Ohio, in going to Washington, as well as national conventions, and I've been on most of Ohio's committees, and I have chaired a number of them as well. Again, would appreciate your vote. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Terry. Brent, I'll be right there.
Okay, while Brent is getting the microphone, I want to remind everyone, you can only vote if you have a dot on your name tag.
Yes, ma'am, I've paid close attention to that as I've passed out the ballots, and I will let you know that Brandt is also standing to address the room.
Thank you very much, Teresa.
All right, thank you. I'm very happy to be nominated, and I've served mostly my local chapter as president and vice president several times, and I'd like to try and get involved and learn on the state level. And then, oh, I'm from the Mansfield Appleseed chapter. Thank you.
Okay. Now is the time.
One moment, please, madam. In addition to passing around the microphone, I'm also doing the ballot, so I still need a few more. I will tell those of you who may need assistance what you were given at your 12 o'clock were little rubber-banded cards. Each one of those cards has a number on it. Terry would be number one in the place since he spoke first. Brant would be number two. They are in large print as well as Braille. Almost done. I'm trying to make sure that everybody has at least six packets. Wait, oh no, I'm not from Chicago, sorry. I need two more packets, one more packet. Yeah, I know. Thank you very much. Almost through. I'm at my last table right now. That's right. That's exactly right. Thank you very much for your patience, Madam Chairman. All the ballots have been distributed.
Okay. We will go over the numbers one more time. If you want Terry Olandes, it's number one. Or if you want Brant Adams, it is number two. You can now vote, please.
Madam Chairman, would they raise their ballots over their head? How will we collect these ballots?
If you're finished voting, please raise the ballot over your head if possible.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. She is. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Does anybody else still have ballots?
Thanks for the help, Chris.
Would,
this is nationwide.
Would you call that armchair humor?
That wasn't very funny.
Hey, I'm in the same boat. I can do that. Oh, our best fun ever. We are going to do... She's gone again? Darn.
We don't have her again?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would leave your ballot bundles a little more toward the center of the table, I'll pick them up as the proceedings continue. Copy that. Thank you.
Let me have that mic there, Lori. Yeah.
Here, sweetheart.
she's knocking me over. What can I say? While we're waiting for the cards to be counted, Katie, why don't you go ahead and do the executive director's report? Just putting you on the spot a little bit. Here's your mic, Val. Uh-huh. Taking a nice nap.
Good morning, everyone. I am Katie Frederick, here to deliver an annual report to the membership. First, I want to thank the current members of the Board of Directors who I work with regularly. It is great to work with the fine folks on the board to put together programming for the membership of ACB Ohio. Throughout the past year, I have been involved with representing ACB in DC at the National Legislative Seminar, also attending the National Conference in Minneapolis. Here at the state and level, I have been involved with several different coalitions. I'm active on the Columbus Advisory Committee for Disability Issues. That is a group that meets once a month in Columbus to help advise city leaders on how to make the city more accessible to people with disabilities. I am also involved with the Ohio Olmsted Task Force, which helps people get out of nursing home facilities and transition back into community-based housing. So that's a neat group to be a part of and represent ACB Ohio and helping to ensure the needs of people who are blind or visually impaired are met. ACB Ohio continues to partner with some other organizations. This was our second year to partner with folks at the Ohio State School for the Blind to host a family seminar for parents of children who are blind or visually impaired and their families. And that took place in September of this year. We also are continuing to work to advocate with state legislators to make sure our issues are heard. And as Bob Nicholson pointed out during his breakfast presentation this morning, ACB Ohio is active with opportunities for Ohioans with disabilities. We meet with them quarterly to ensure that the needs of people who are blind or visually impaired are being served through that agency as well. And those meetings are productive, good discussions. We make sure that OOD, you know, when they're doing something that we may not always agree with, we tell them that. When they're doing things well, we tell them that too. So we want to make sure that we have a good relationship with OOD and help get more people who are blind or visually impaired into successful employment. I just want to thank you for allowing me to serve this past year. We're doing things well, putting on some great programming around the state. We need to continue to work to increase our membership, and fundraising is always an issue that we are working toward and always trying to find innovative ways to get more funding for the organization to help us cut down on our costs so that we can put on great programs like this year's conference. So as Terry mentioned earlier, I hope that folks will take advantage of the raffle that we're offering and buy a chance to win $1,500 in cash. I know I'd sure like to have that prize. So again, thank you for your time, and thank you for allowing me to serve as your executive director for the past year. It's been a great experience, and I look forward to 2017.
Okay. Okay, the results of our election. The vote was Terry Olandes, 18, Brant Adams, 12. Congratulations, Terry. Would you like to say something?
Mr. Olandes is standing to address the room.
Thank you very much. It'll be a pleasure to serve on the board, and I thank you for your confidence in me that you've placed in me. I hope I deserve it, and I'm glad I did win, because if I hadn't, then I would have had to say, I'm sorry, I cannot accept this. Watched the debate the other day, and so I'm taking lessons.
Okay, moving on. Thank you, Mr. Presidente. Our next person whose seat is up is Leah Noble, and do we have any other nominations? Yes?
Madam Chair, I'd like to nominate Brant Adams.
Okay, Brant Adams has been nominated. Do you have your second?
Oh, I'll second that.
Okay. Brant Adams has been nominated and seconded. Are there any other nominations?
Incidentally, this would be Leah's second term if she's elected.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations? That is the third time. Do I have a motion to close the nominations? Oh, yes, ma'am. Brant, did you accept the nomination? Yes, he did. Okay. Okay, we're going to have both of them speaking. And, oh, wait a minute. Nominations. All in favor of the nominations being closed?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Leah, would you like to speak first?
Okay.
Ms. Noble is standing to address the room.
Thank you. I...
I've been with my Cincinnati chapter 24 years, about there. And can you hear me there? Okay. About 24 years, and I have I've served on Ohio board. Does anybody know?
No.
It's been lots of years. And I am very happy to be a part of our group. You know, it's a family to me, and every year, you know, going to different places, it's just been just the best, and I always want to serve in any way I can. I've been on several committees, and I just will do it time and time again, if you'll elect me.
Thank you. Working my way across the room to Mr. Brant Adams.
Brant, do you want to say something again?
Who is standing to address the room?
I decided to stand to address the... I did forget I did serve on the programming committee also, and I really enjoyed that, and I will like to continue to serve on committees regardless. So, that's
all. Thank you.
Thank you. The numbers that you will be voting are number 3 for Leah, number 4 for Brant. Please hold your cards up when you accomplish your vote.
She's making my life difficult. All right, while everyone is voting, one, if you have an auction item, get it to registration by 11. Otherwise, your item won't be in the auction because we do have a list that we're putting together. Secondly, while we're getting the vote finished, Mark, if you'd like to come up and give your report, we'll get the two birds done. I didn't say turkeys, I said birds.
Mark Guthrie is ACB's longtime director of outreach. It is his voice you will hear next.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity to say a few words here. I'm just gonna sort of recap. I believe that I sent all of you my this is sort of my final report as an employee. You know, for the last, I think, 3 years, you know, my salary from ACB has been $300 a month. It's gradually gone down, really, at my request over the years. But I leave as an employee on December 31st. But as I've shared with Vicki, I'm willing to continue to do what I have been doing for the last few years as a volunteer starting next year. If you'll just bear with me for just a few minutes, because I'm completing, actually in August, I completed my 10th year with ACBO. So I just want to do a quick recap, if that's all right, of a couple of things that I think are highlights. And I'll be honest with you. Well, first, I got to tell a confession on myself here. I was telling Sue when I arrived this morning, my lovely wife, Connie, before I left last night, she ironed my dress pants and hung them over the chair for me to put on a hanger and bring to this meeting, and I promptly left with my sweatpants on and my dress pants for the luncheon are laying on the chair, and I have not told her yet that that's where they are, because she's gonna kill me. So anyhow, I apologize to you that you're going to have someone with a sports coat and tie on for the scholarship luncheon wearing sweatpants. So you're just going to have to, you're going to have to bear with me and forgive me for that. One thing I wanted to mention, and I emailed the board at least on this, and some of you may have already seen it, but the federal administration just this week announced a Federal Aviation Administration some new guidelines on handling people with disabilities. And so you want to read up on that, because there's a lot of positive stuff in there. As you may know, the ADA does not cover the airlines. So basically the Obama administration, through the FAA, just basically forced some action. And that was announced this week. I, as far as highlighting my my time here, I can't, I really have to ask, I thank the board and all of the presidents and all the executive directors since I came for supporting me and my case for establishing our university endowments. I looked up a definition of endowed funds, and I found this. Although the specific use may vary, generally, endowed scholarship funds have a common objective to provide support not just for 1 year or even one generation, but in perpetuity, forever. And you know, I hope you agree that's really cool to know that when everyone in this room is dead and gone, Ohio State University, University of Toledo, and Wright State University is going to be issuing scholarships every year in the name of the American Council of the Blind of Ohio. And just this year, I mean, the University of Toledo, their endowment has just exploded. I mean, they just, the president up there, we put 25,000 in. I think it's probably 76,000 in there now, because the president has directed contributions. The president of the foundation has directed contributions into our fund, which is a wonderful thing. And the Wright State, which we put $25,000 into, the every year since we started it, I think in 2008, Vice President Bill Shepard has made sure that they matched whatever it took to match our dividends. You know, since 2008, dividends haven't been all that great. So on our $25,000 investment, I think 1 year our dividends there were maybe $700. And so Wright State put the other 1,300 in to make sure that a student who was blind or visually impaired got a $2,000 award. Now, just this year, last year they put $11,000 into the fund, and this year they put $15,000 in. The university did, just to make that endowment whole. And so, thanks to Bill Shepard and Tom Webb, the Director of Disability Services there, who actually spoke to us in Cincinnati, most of you will recall, for their efforts to make that happen. And again, I just can't thank you enough as a board and as members and as executive directors and as presidents and as officers for supporting that, because that's something that is going to bear your name forever. Now, I a few other things I just want to mention that I've seen and have played a role in over the last 10 years. Our relationship with Community Shares, our relationships with the Ohio Lions Foundation. You know, we got awards from the Ohio Lions Foundation for our family seminars that I was instrumental in. and I'm proud of that. I was representing ACBO. I wrote a letter to the U.S. Department of Education in support of Ohio State University's grant application for the visual impairment teacher training program, and OSU was one of only seven universities that was awarded, I think it was $1.3 million by the federal government, and they are, and as a result, you know, Ohio was woefully behind the average other state in producing teachers of blind and VI students. But that has changed. That has changed as a result of this grant that is helping the VI program at Ohio State produce more graduates. You all know that over the years we've received sports items that we've taken to auction, that sad to say that those funds have dwindled. I don't want to be critical of our donor, because one year we made several thousand dollars. I had to take auction items all the way to Circleville to find just the right auction for those types of items, and I think we made around $4,000 that year. But our items in value have gone down every year, but this gentleman from Cleveland has really been kind to us, and his name is Larry Rodak, and we need to really be grateful to him for what he has done for us in the past. I mentioned community shares, and I won't go into that anymore, but I did want to mention, our new logo. For some of you, it may not have been described to you, but I was instrumental in working with Marion Linda, I think was the president at the time, to Linda Wyman, to work with a company who did everything free, by the way, named Sparkbox, out of Dayton, and here the microphone's wanting to collapse here, and they did all that work for nothing. It was thousands of dollars worth of work that they did for us. I tried to be very helpful in establishing a relationship with the Better Business Bureau, I'm proud of all the relationships that I was instrumental in creating. And I also have just generally tried to be an advocate for. By the way, I mentioned the program with Ohio State with awards to students, and the big federal grant. Katie and I have the opportunity to serve as liaisons for ACBO on their advisory group, which sort of oversees that grant. And we've got a meeting coming up that we'll likely both be attending at the Aero Conference. As an advocate for ACBO, I attended, I believe, a couple public hearings back when OOD was RSC, representing the interests of the organization. I've done a number of referrals to folks to the U.S. Civil Rights Commission and the Office of Civil Rights in the U.S. Department of Education. Many of you know that I'm a parent of an adult with cerebral palsy, and that was sort of my basis for, it was sort of the driving force for me to advocate for other people who are trying to help their children go through the educational system. The other thing, I think most of you know that I've served two presidents now on the United States Access Board by their appointment, I think we've done a lot of good things there, and to make America more accessible. The one thing that I felt exceptionally good about when I went back on the board by appointment of President Obama was the prescription drug labeling issue. I had the opportunity to be the board's liaison to the advisory group who was coming up with best practices to recommend to the National Council on Disability, and I got to serve with I'm sure many of you know Mitch Pomerantz, who was a past president of ACB from California, and he was really, really a good advocate for you folks. I want to note, by the way, I talked about advocating for your children. I put a link in there, actually a link to the Parent Center, and it is might be of interest to anyone. You might want to share it with someone that has a child with a disability that they need to advocate for. I also put a link in my report to the NCD's best practices recommendation regarding prescription drug labeling, and there's also a good link in there by the famous Hadley School. How about that? I've heard of that before somewhere, Vicki. And that is very good. So if any of you, and I'm sure it's accessible, you might want to check that out. Just a couple more things before you get the hook out here, Vicki. A few of you have asked me how my granddaughter is, and I just wanted to say a word about that before I wind up. Our granddaughter Karis, I guess it's been 2 years ago. This last Labor Day was diagnosed with leukemia, and so she has been in what I referred to as a pretty brutal chemo and steroid regimen for the last 26, 27 months. And it's a little hard to talk about, but anyhow, she's doing well, and I'm considering the fact that she, when she was diagnosed, she had millions of cancer cells in her blood. Her last treatment through her port in her chest was this week, so that was really exciting. And then she is, until November the 15th, she takes oral chemo and oral steroids every day. And she is an amazing little girl. Now, she really doesn't know life without cancer because she was diagnosed when she was 2. But she is so courageous. And I just want to share one thing. Before she has her treatments, she has to go in, because we take her to Nationwide Children's, which we are so blessed to have Nationwide Children's and Cincinnati Children's and Rainbow Children's in this state, because they're 3 of the top 10 pediatric cancer hospitals in the United States. And they come from all over the world there. And they're saving children from all over the world there. Defining these kids' courage, my wife, of course, my wife, whenever we take her in for her blood work, my wife is just a nervous wreck, okay? Sometimes they take it out of her finger, but sometimes they have to go into a main artery for a different kind of test. And here's this little girl, and she soothes her grandparents. She tells us, "Don't worry, Gigi and Papa, it's okay." She's done that since she was 2. So that's how tough not only Karis, but all these other little ones. As some of you may know, our community came forward along with us and helped our kids. Because my son in law had a $10,000 deductible. And by the way, thank goodness, because this Affordable Care Act took the cap off that million dollar cap. It removed it. Well, these kids went over that $1 million in the first 14 months. So so the bottom line is, you know, the community and our family went together and we created an organization. It's actually called Karis's Cause. We named it after Karis to help other families. And in the last year, we've helped over 50. And we, we've helped over 50. We've raised almost $100,000 from, actually from four states. And we've helped kids as far away as Virginia and West Virginia, and many right here in the state of Ohio. The bulk of them right here in the state of Ohio who are in treatment. We've supported one at Cincinnati Children's, but most of them right at Nationwide. So anyhow, I want to thank you for asking about my granddaughter. It puts your whole life in perspective. I mean. How that has changed our retirement plans. But anyhow, thank you for caring about her. Thank you for praying for her, and thank you for praying for all these other kids. It's just amazing to me. I went in on a Wednesday to deliver food to the parents, to the family lounge on the oncology floor, and I went in and saw one of the families we've been helping, and they told us there had been 5 admissions since Sunday in 4 days, 5 admissions of children with cancer. So, anyhow, finally, I just again want to say thank you all very much for giving me this wonderful opportunity. You know, I want to thank Mary and Ann and Katie and the presidents that I've had a chance to work with. And Linda and Nolan and Vicki and all the board members that I've had to work with. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward in the future to serving you as a volunteer, and I apologize for these lovely ladies behind me having to stand through this long report. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
That's a tough act to follow. It's no act, kids, you know. As a grandparent, you know, those well-being of those kids, you know, get you right in the heart, I tell you. All right, we have the election result. Leah, 21. Brant, 9. Leah, would you like to say something briefly, please? What?
Thank you so much. I do appreciate everyone that did vote for me. I appreciate it so much, and I am always going to be here for whatever ACBO needs from me. Thank you.
Thank you, Leah. Okay, we have one more seat, and that is Tom Demitz. Are there any other nominations?
I'd like to once more nominate Brant Adams.
Do you have a second? Okay. Brant, do you accept the nomination running again?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Pardon? Are there any other nominations? Do I have a motion to close the nominations? Now I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Your ballots, please vote.
Quick interruption here. If Tom is reelected, this would be his second term.
Thank you. I'm getting to that. Tom, would you like to go first?
Well, my lack of visual acuity is relatively new in my life. It is profound, and I have probably some insights into this situation that I don't share necessarily with everybody in the room. It's important that this organization steps up because we're getting new members every day and more of them. And if we don't do what is necessary to aid them, they will be lost on us and lost to society. And so as a result is that this is not a social club. It's an organization with a mission. And that mission needs to be focused, it needs to be worked on, and it needs to be achieved. And I'd like to be part of that.
Thank you. Brant, would you like to say something again briefly?
I'm good. I've said everything.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Your votes will be number 5 for Tom, number 6 for Brant, and please vote quickly because we are running out of time. I'm sorry.
Thing here.
Okay.
I just keep pushing Lori around up here. All right. So while everyone is voting, I will give my report briefly so we can move on. I don't take any particular credit for anything that ACBO has achieved in the last couple of years because I can't do anything without the support of my officers. Did you have a question?
No.
Okay, sorry. And the board of directors. So I won't, I was planning to name them all to show off that I knew who they were, but we're running low on time. So as Katie mentioned.
Are there any ballots remaining to be picked up?
As Katie mentioned, we have been working, and Bob Nicholson mentioned, with OOD and NFBO, and I am really pleased that we have been successful, to some degree anyway, in getting NFB to work with us on some projects. So that's something I'll take away with me as being a real success, because that's something that has not been easy to achieve, let me tell you. But it's good. We've had a couple of good conventions. At least this one so far is going well. We had a very successful joint convention last year with Indiana, thanks in part to Lynn Powers, who's here with us, out doing registrations. And next year we are looking at another joint convention. Right now, Indiana is interested, Illinois is very interested, and Wisconsin is talking about it. So we could have 3 other affiliates joining with us. Not next year. And that has multiple advantages to us. One, it keeps costs down. 2, it opens up all kinds of possibilities for speakers. And 3, we get more vendors than we probably know what to do with, depending on who wants to travel from other states and whatever. So those of you who are thinking, oh, gee, we're getting away from thinking about Ohio, we're not. We will always have time to focus in part on what we're doing here, because whoever's involved will need time for business meetings and so forth. So we're trying to trying to do everything that's good for the organization. And at any time anybody has an idea, if I'm not doing something you think needs to be done or Katie isn't, you have phone numbers and emails for both of us, and we're both willing to listen. Sorry, Katie, I'm speaking for you, but that's just how that is. Let me tell you, I don't go probably more than 2 or 3 days without talking to Katie about something. Either I call her or she calls me. We do work or try to work together, and most of the time it's friendly. She hasn't told me to go away yet, so it's coming. Both of her arms are currently intact. All right. Unless anybody has any questions for me, I will turn this back over to Lori to finish up the nominations. And then, Jill, did you come back? Okay. Jill, then we'll have a couple of door prizes. We'll take a break, and y'all have your first. See, that Cincinnati still comes out in me once in a while. Y'all. So you just have your first sessions at 10:15. Exhibits will be open at 11, and lunch at 12. Lori, you're up. Or on.
Yeah, that y'all just comes right in there, don't it? Anyway, the votes are in. We have Tom Demmett with 19. And Brant with 11. Congratulations, Tom. Would you like to speak briefly?
Tom has standing to address the room.
I love this all.
It's my version of live narration.
Hey, it works.
All of a sudden, I feel like I'm supposed to say something important.
Today?
Yeah. I'd like to thank you for your support and confidence. I hope to be able to do a job which needs to be done, and that is to advance our cause in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much. Thank everyone for your cooperation. This ends our voting today. And I would like to have two people to volunteer to take up the ballots, please.
Yes, ma'am.
The rest of the packets. Thank you very much. And thank everybody for making this job a breeze.